thanks for being with us, first of all.
Thanks for having me.
I've talked with some other Trump supporters, and I have to say most of them, even some staunch supporters of his, were still surprised that he won. They had heard all the prognostications. They were pretty much bracing for a defeat. They woke up the next day after the election and found out he won. Was it a surprise for you?
No, and it shouldn't have been a surprise to them. It was staring everybody exactly square in the face. If you would have gone to the places that I did on behalf of Trump, you would have seen that there was a huge movement going on. You would have seen that all of the presidential polls were wrong because they were polling the wrong people. You know, if you're a likely voter, that is how they poll, with likely voters. There were people that I was meeting all over this state and other places that hadn't voted in years. So if you hadn't voted in 3 years, the pollsters weren't calling you. The polls were all wrong. It was, again, in my opinion, staring everybody right in the face. Some people just didn't want to see it.
What do you think about his message? What resonated with most people?
That it was time that America comes first again, that the American people comes first. He was trying to make sure that everybody understood that what he wants to do is he wants to awaken the industrial giant again, put people back to work. I think that's what people want. They're tired of being taxed to death. They're tired of seeing all of the other countries around the world being getting richer because of their trade deals with other countries. I think they finally saw and were tired of the normal politician that was out there saying, well, things are getting better. We're going to continue the way we're going. Trump was here saying, no, things aren't getting better, and we're going to go in a totally different direction.
So you and I would imagine other supporters definitely expecting major changes once he takes over.
I think we're already starting to see those major changes. In recent history, I can't remember that a president-elect working this hard. I can't remember a president-elect negotiating with companies to already stay here before he's in office. I think that should show some of the skeptics that this man is going to do what he can to make all of our lives better.
Has he done anything during the campaign or even since that has made you maybe uneasy, though, or question your support of him? Has there been anything that has surfaced or he has said?
I can't control anything that he says. I can't control anything that anybody else says. I don't like half the things that are said with some of my colleagues, so I'm not going to get into that game. I'm just going to go with the things that I know that he's going to change and say, nobody's perfect. You got to pick which person you think is going to do the best job for the American people. You know, when you look at the way Hitler was when before he rose to power, he was clean cut, no swearing, no drinking kind of a guy. And you had Winston Churchill, who swore like there was no tomorrow, drank like there was no tomorrow. Who would you pick as a leader? I would obviously want Winston Churchill. Obviously, we all have flaws. I can't stop anyone from doing or saying what other people might not like.
I know there have been a lot of groups who have raised concerns about what Donald Trump may do or his administration may do once he takes over. Things like deporting people who have been here, who have been here illegally, things like that. Do you expect that some of these fears that people have, do you think that they're a bit, overblown at this point? Do you think that some of those things will actually come to fruition?
Well, I am his co-chair, or I was his co-chair here in the state of Illinois, I guess I still am, to get him elected. And I'm the only Hispanic that's elected into the Republican Hispanic elected to the state house, either as a senator or as a representative. And I still support him. No, there is no way that we can send 11 to 13 million people back to where they came from if they're still illegal. So there's a wall that is going to be built, but is it a wall in just concept? Is it a wall in just saying that it's a wall? Or is he going to add 2 feet onto the existing wall that's already there, because there is a wall that's already there? And then are we going to talk about and implement different type of immigration reforms, maybe some symbolic addition to the wall, and or reforms to our immigration policies that are desperately needed. I think that's all going to be part of the wall, but I don't see how the American people can afford to send that many people back to where they came from.
I'm glad you mentioned your heritage, because I've read so much about this election that, you know, friendships have ended because of it. There have been people who have felt so strongly on either side of it. There have been so many arguments among family that relations have become strained. There weren't a lot of Republicans, at least elected Republicans out there, who were voicing support for Donald Trump earlier. Did that create problems for you? Did you lose friendships over that, or, you know, have other issues that you had to deal with?
No. It may be that I don't know of, but I mean, we all need to be adults, and we all need to sit there and say we can all have our own opinion. We can all make our own decisions. Should that come into breaking friendships? I don't think so. I'm not going to break off any relationships with friends that I have that were supporting Hillary Clinton. It kind of seems immature for folks to be doing that.
Before I let you go, you mentioned you've had some opportunity to be, you know, up close and personal with him and talk to him one-on-one. What do you think the biggest misnomer about Donald Trump is, at least from your point of view?
His TV personality. That is not him when there's no cameras around at all. If you watch his children speak and conduct themselves, and that's exactly the way President-elect Trump is. Wants to know about you. Doesn't want to tell you about him. He seems to be more interested in what's going on with you, which is a very nice characteristic of a person, because far too often we all want to talk about ourselves. He is a very principled, very nice man, and I hope one day everybody gets to see that.